under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bow, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show, third and final hour on this Monday, October 30th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Just checked in with Jonathan Deek, the computer geek. He's the owner of LegendarySystems.net is the website. He's over at Royal Tire as we speak right now. Eric Frisky taking care of him, putting a set of snow, ice, winter tires on his vehicle. Said, Randy, I'm not going to be able to come on the show. I'm waiting for my tires. I said, is it snowing there in Petoskey yet? He says, no, not yet. And then we kept talking. He said, wait a minute, wait a minute. The snowflakes are starting to show up in Petoskey. So it's coming, folks. And again, if you'd like Jonathan to help you out with your computer needs, your cybersecurity, virtual protection networks, remote repair of your computers, give him a call. The phone number is 231-818-8349. Text me the word geek, and I'll text you his clickable, dialable link number. All you have to do is click on it. And you'll talk to him directly. He's sitting in Royal Tire right now as we speak. We've been using Jonathan for years to remotely check in our computers. I'll never forget the one day I was getting ready to do the show about 5 minutes beforehand. And my computer, the one I'm speaking to you on right now, through, tied into the studio, froze up. So I called him. He took over remotely control of the computer, had it fixed in about a minute and a half. I'm like, thank you, man. He got me on the air that day. Did it remotely. He can access your computers, your laptops, your desktops, whatever you have. He can even do your phone. So again, text me geek, and I'll text you back the clickable, dialable link to 231-818-8349. LegendarySystems.net is the website. Not tomorrow, Tuesday, Halloween, October 31st, but the following Tuesday, November the 7th, is an election day. Do you know if you have an election in your local voting area? Why do you need to know about a week from tomorrow? 2.7 billion dollars. The number's so big, $2.7 billion in taxes on local ballots. And rank choice voting, too. This is amazing. I cannot even believe that this is even on there. It's been talked about at the Capitol, East Lansing, Kalamazoo, Royal Oak are all putting initiatives to the voters. It will create an ordinance that would allow for the practice, if the legislature passes it, allowing rank choice voting. Rank choice voting. What the heck is that? Well, we're going to talk about all of it. But the taxes, the money first, right after this break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
The Well Connect End of the Year Blowout Sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. More than 200 local ordinances, property tax hikes, and bonding proposals are up for a vote next Tuesday, not tomorrow, but next Tuesday, November 7th, with a combined total of more than $2.7 billion. In addition, three municipalities are asking voters to adopt ranked choice voting. We're going to get into all of this. $2.5 billion of the $2.7, the bulk of it, comes from bond issues. The largest is $340 million bond requests for Forest Hills Public Schools in Kent County. Grand Rapids Public Schools is also seeking $305 million bond. Of the 175 local ballot proposals asking voters for more money, roughly 50%, 88 of them are coming from school districts. 19 are for roads, 17 for fire departments, 11 for police departments, 9 for libraries, and another 9 for general operations. What's the breakdown of those general operations? Desperation on how they are going to run their elections next year. They don't have the money to carry out what was passed in Proposal 2. You have to understand, they're scrambling. I talked to my local clerk. She doesn't even know how she's going to do 9 days of early voting. Doesn't have the poll workers for it. The poll workers, the people that actually get paid to do the election, yeah, they don't have workers able to be paid to run the elections for next year. Local ballot proposals asking for an increase to property taxes, total almost $10 million. With the largest ask coming from Gladwin County. They're looking to increase $1.8 million for Gladwin County's County Sheriff's Department. The ballot's asking for residents to keep going with the current property taxes, total $124.5 million. Kent County District Library would get $26.6 million if a 15-year 1.1 millage request passes. Kent County, they're hitting those guys up for all kinds of money. Dave and Barb Adra, that's a week from tomorrow. Many cities and schools are looking to claw back the nearly $57 million in property taxes lost because of the Headley Amendment. Ludington School District, for example, they're looking to get back almost $20 million. Lakeview Public Schools in Macomb County had a unique approach to the Headley Amendment tax loss, asking for a preemptive 3 mills for 20 years that could cover those losses. The school would end up with an effective millage rate of 18 mils. But if any of that revenue was lost, they could call in additional millage requests to make up for it. Rank choice voting has been talked about at the Capitol, but three municipalities actually have it on the ballot. East Lansing, very liberal, Democrat, progressive East Lansing, Kalamazoo, and Royal Oak. We have family members in Oakland County that live there. They're putting it on their ballot November 7th. It would create a waiting ordinance that would allow for the practice to be started if the legislature passes a law allowing it to happen. You see, you wouldn't vote in an election for a specific candidate. They pulled this scam off in Alaska. That's how Lisa Murkowski was reelected, with a write-in campaign. the conservative patriots won the primary against her. Well, she decided to do a write-in campaign, and they passed ranked choice voting. Who's your first choice, second choice, third choice, and fourth choice? By doing so, the candidates would get ranked as to who got the most first votes, and if they got second, third, or fourth choice votes, those got added to their total as well. It is an absolute chaotic system of running an election. And these liberals, progressive communist socialists, want to implement it here statewide. Well, three cities, all progressive socialists, have it on the ballot a week from tomorrow. East Lansing, Kalamazoo, and Royal Oak. Royal Oak is very unique because they're going to do it within the city limits and use it to elect their mayor and city council members. Marijuana continues to be a big issue in the state, with five cities asking residents if they want to start participating in the adult use of recreational marijuana in their cities, allowing businesses to set up shop there. Local control over solar panels taking center stage on ballot proposals in Montrose Township in Genesee County and Keene Township in Ionia. Keene Township tried and failed previously to ban solar projects in their city. In Green Charter Township in Mecosta County, where the battle over the Goshen battery plant has been waged, there's a ballot proposal that would create a planning commission for the township. They don't even have a planning commission right now. They're talking about creating one. There's only one problem with that. Who would be appointing the planning commission members? This is all a bunch of absolute insanity. Vote next Tuesday, not tomorrow, not Tuesday, Halloween, but November 7th. Get the word out. Vote no on all this. It's got to stop. $2.7 billion in additional taxes at the local level. Are these people out of their minds? Onaway School District wants another gym. They need heating and cooling in the old building, but they want a separate millage. I believe it's a separate vote. I could be wrong. It could be one and the same. Somebody text me and straighten that out. They want a second gym. Millions of dollars for a second gym on an old school building with declining enrollment. They need a second gym like they need a hole in the head. It is separate. Unbelievable. They need the money for the heating and cooling. Kids having to wear winter coats in the wintertime, that's ridiculous. But a second gym? Unbelievable. I got some census data we're going to be talking about. Separate, 11 million. Total, 11 million? Are you kidding me? This is unbelievable. In Onaway School District. How much would that make your taxes go up? The person who just texted me that number. If this goes through, how much would your taxes go up on your home? If you can do the math on that real quick. Unbelievable. So again, folks, you need to check with your local clerks. Call them up and ask them, do we have anything on the ballot for next Tuesday, November 7th? You need to get the information out to your neighbors if you do. Inform them about what will be on the ballot a week from tomorrow. This is amazing, just absolutely amazing. He texted me back. 1,200 more a year. Let me tell you who it is. Cliff Tellini, Tellini Farms. He said that's on the farm alone. $1,200 a year more in taxes. Unbelievable. I got a clarification on the two for the Onaway School District. For the heating, cooling expenses, this would be a renewal, not a new tax. So it would only be about $60 a year. The gym is going to be new, and that's a new increase in taxes. They need to talk with Carla Wagner. That's Axe My Tax ballot petition drive to eliminate property taxes in the state of Michigan. Well, if you eliminate these property taxes, where is all this money going to come from for schools and roads, fire departments, police departments? That's their argument against it. Well, it's very simple. You reallocate revenue sharing from Lansing. They tax us on sales tax, the things we buy, state income tax, all these other tax revenues that go to Lansing. Well, under her proposal, the local revenue sharing back to the individual municipalities would go up. The money would stay in our areas. Income tax, sales tax, anything you buy, if you live in your municipality would get those dollars, not Lansing. Oh, they don't like that. Oh, no. This is a harebrained scheme concocted by Carla Wagner. That's what they're arguing against it with. So that's what you need to find out, folks. Not tomorrow, not Halloween, but a week from tomorrow, November 7th. You have to get all over this. We've got other bills we're looking at. Civil rights are looking into housing bias allegations. That's interesting. And also, State Senator Ed McBroom, he's back in the news, wanting changes on disclosure. Yeah, that's interesting. Proposal one, extended term limits for those in Lansing, but it came with a caveat. You have to fill out financial disclosure statements in order to implement Proposal 1, well, what are they talking about doing there? And should the spouses be included? Final half hour today's show. We'll be right back.